mums and dads. Hello, boys and girls. Guess what? It's Christmas. Are you ready to have some fun? Stand up. Get ready. I love the birds and I love the bees. I love the flowers. I love the trees. I love all the animals in the zoo. But most of all, Christmas Day, I love you. Can you shiver like a snowman? If you have, jump up and down. That's right. I love cats and I love dogs. I love goldfish, I love frogs. I love all the animals in the zoo. But most of all, Christmas Day, I love you. Have you been good? Are you sure? If you have, then jump up and down and we'll wiggle all about.
I love Christmas, yes I do. I love Christmas, yes I do. I love Christmas, yes I do. Yes, yes I do.
Can you stand like a Christmas tree with your arms out and your hair standing on end? You can't make your hair stand on end? Okay, stick your tongue out. Now Mum and Dad can put some ornaments on you and you'll be a real Christmas tree. I write a letter to Santa Claus. I have been good and I've done my chores. I cleaned my room and I help people out, 'cause I love Christmas Day. Who can squeeze down the chimney? Better put your arms tight by your side and squeeze.
I love Christmas, yes I do. I love Christmas, yes I do.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, everybody!
I love fun and I love you. I love snow and presents too. I love Christmas, yes I do. Yes, yes I do.
Have you cleaned your room? You better go and do it. Christmas is coming. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Santa's on his way.
I love Christmas, yes I do. I love Christmas, yes I do. I love Christmas, yes I do. Yes, yes I do. I love Christmas, yes I do. I love Christmas, yes I do.
Found a new website where you can connect with thousands of students, teachers, and tutors for the purpose of sharing knowledge on a wide variety of subjects. It's called tutoringhut.com. Whether you're a student, teacher, or tutor, you can participate in virtual classrooms to give or receive instruction in everything from art and business to math and social science. At tutoringhut.com, there are even games and other activities to keep you involved. Explore a dynamic new way to learn. Sign up at tutoringhut.com.
T, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET News? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boy, welcome to the kicking spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. Why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
And what it do, y'all? What's up? This your boy, T'Angelo. We chilling here at the Kickin' Spot, yo. And we are going to have fun. Okay, what a day. I'm telling you guys, I was literally up to like 3 a.m. pulling this together. And it wasn't just because I was working diligently, but it was also because a good friend of mine stopped by like about midnight or 1 or something or whatever. And then I was reading up on different interesting stories. And then I got hungry and, oh, my goodness, you guys. Oh, not to mention I went to the gym like, what, I didn't get to the gym till like 9 last night. So I'm working on my fitness. Y'all are my witness. These girls be on rocks, rolling down the block just to see what I got. So delicious. Taste. Good looking out, Fergie. Anyhow, good evening, you guys. What is going on? We are chilling here at the Kickin' Spot, and it is going down. When you guys get a chance, be sure to hit up the T'Angelo Live Facebook page and like a brother. You know, I need to sit there and it'll check out all your
You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo. T'Angelo, Kickin' Spot. Hey! What's up? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Hey, you guys, have you seen the Kickin' Spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the Kickin' Spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host. The Kickin' Spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit. But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to the wrong name. Ooh, yeah. The kick is spot, kick is spot, kick is spot, kick is spot. The kick is spot, kick is spot, kick is spot, spot, spot. If you know who you are, my bad. It was my first. Because it's, sorry. The kick is spot, the kick is spot, the kick is spot, spot, spot. The kick is spot, the kick is spot, the kick is spot, the kick is spot, the kick is spot. What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. Brought to you by EOTMblog.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit. And you are tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot, and I'm your boy, T'Angelo.
Yo, yo, yo. All right, you guys, what's going on? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and we were just having some technical difficulties. My bad. Okay, but nonetheless, so just letting you know, be sure to hook yourself up to all the many social medias that T'Angelo Live has for you guys. It's always great to communicate with you guys and hear your thoughts and just to chat up. I've been doing that pretty frequently lately. We've been getting kind of hardcore on my social media responses and stuff, so definitely, you know, follow a brother. Now, as far as tonight's going, you guys, we're going to have a blast. First, to start off with, we do have the relationship tip of the week, which is stop being timid. Say how you feel and mean what you say. All right, you guys? And also, we'll discuss all the buzz going around about Chris and Rihanna. I mean, are they getting back together or what? I'll give you my thoughts on that. Halloween is quickly approaching, and what costumes are trending right now? And where can a young rock star like ourselves hang out and go party all night? You know, also remembering that we do have to go to work in the morning, but we definitely talk about that. Obama or Romney? That is the question. Obama wins by a landslide in an online election, but the question is, who was voting? The answer will shock you. And for tonight's show, I am most excited to introduce to you guys a really live and exciting group, duo, which will be Liberty Movement. Yes, Liberty Movement is a new duo who is hitting the scene, and they are definitely killing the game. So we'll speak with Radical as well as Tokyo Pear later on tonight. Okay, you guys? And if you happen to want to chat with the musical group or share your thoughts, one of the main topics we discuss, be sure to hit us up on the radio line, 718-664-6543. Again, 718-664-6543. Alrighty, guys, we're going to take a quick musical break, but when we return, I will elaborate on today's relationship tip, which is stop being timid. Say how you feel, and definitely mean what you say. All right, you guys, please take a moment to like the T'Angelo Live fan page, and we'll be right back after this.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot, 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 spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo, Jalo, Jalo.
Thank you.
Alright, you guys, what to do? We are here chilling at the Kick and Splash, your boy T'Angelo, and we're getting up for a really fun evening tonight. So, we're already in it, actually. The fun's already beginning, so don't miss out. Relationship tip of the week: stop being timid, say how you feel, and mean what you say. Okay, so you guys, tonight's tip kind of comes from a very personal place. I didn't look outwards this time, I looked inwards. And not only does this rule apply to your romantic life, it applies to all relationships. I personally have a thing about hesitating and second-guessing myself at times when I feel some kind of way about something, and so therefore I don't always tell people exactly how I feel. Funny enough, I know, as forward as I can be, but at the same time, I can sometimes, like, regress and just not. Okay, for the love of your life, it could be for the love of your life who is in your space right now. Every day that you're with a person and you never say something out of fear, it's kind of a really bad thing because they can never really, you know, change the habit or do anything different or even you're not addressing it. So it kind of puts them in a bad space, and if you continue to not say anything, you build up anxiety, and boom. You got fights and arguments. You know, we can't live out of fear. We just can't. We can't do it. Nope, can't do it. Just don't do it. So I say, what we have to do is just take a leap and go for it. You know, just say how you feel. And like with my friends and I, we have recently been going out, you know, mingling and, you know, rubbing elbows and stuff like that or whatever. And so we've been forcing ourselves to get out of our box of not speaking to people. And it's a little different than saying how you feel, but it's just a practice of talking to people, and, you know, when you're in a tense environment or something that's uncomfortable as far as communicating, to push yourself out there and try it. And that's exactly what I have been doing with, you know, with myself to kind of get me to be more comfortable to say things that I find to be like a little, you know, a little tense or just uncomfortable for me, okay? But now, if you're in a relationship, you need to always try to be real with your partner and be real with your feelings, okay, and not hold back. Because if you do, you become your own hostage in your mind. Your partner cannot be held accountable for your feelings because you haven't shared them. Okay, so just say what the hell's on your mind. If it irritates you, be like, "Yo, don't you? That's bothersome." Every time you stop doing that, stop it. I can't take it. I can't. So just go ahead and say that. If it happens that, you know, the person's irritating you in a certain particular way because every morning they wake up, oh, and my biggest pet peeves, when you get out of the shower in the morning, okay, I think it is so inconsiderate, and honestly, I think it's almost even disrespectful to get out of the shower, right, turn the water off, and step out the shower pouring water onto the bath mat. Ooh, that burns me up so bad. Could you please just get your towel and blop off while you're in the shower a little bit? And then maybe put like a towel, like you do like an L-shaped fold where you put the towel on the floor first, you step on your towel and pat the leg, you know, catch some of the excess water, and then continue with the rest of your drying process, then go into the rug. But to step full body soaking wet onto the carpet, I think is so inconsiderate. Because if I go in the bathroom after you, I have to now stand on wet carpet. Like, what? Really right now? I just had to take a piss. I wanted to be in here for 3.2 seconds, and now my feet are soaking wet. So, oh, and don't let me have on some socks. Don't let it be a cold night, and now my socks are wet. Irritation major. I'm sorry, I'm getting off the cue. I'm sorry, I'm getting off. Okay, my bad. The whole point is not to be timid and say something. Say to the person, hey, could you please not step onto the carpet? I'm sorry, I got carried away for a second. But anyhow, so you have to apply this in all aspects of your life. Again, everything you feel and say is not always going to make the other person feel good or feel happy, but it doesn't matter. It's your truth. It's the truth that they have to live in. It's the truth that you are living in. So why would you ball it all up into yourself? I mean, what can you do? Not talk about it? And that's not what I do. I just not talk about it. I mean, right now I have a situation that's currently in the wings that I need to handle, that I need to talk about, and I haven't because I'm, like, uncomfortable. But I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to push it through. I'm going to practice what I preach, and I'm going to do better. Yeah. Now I feel better already. Now I feel like I'm going to go there and take care of it. So anyhow, you guys, definitely the tip of the week is don't be timid. Just say how you feel and mean what you say. I mean, what else can they do? I mean, if they love you, they're going to be there. If not, it's time for them to kick rocks anyway. But you can't sit here and be your own mental hostage, just always thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it, because the people who are around you, who you feel comfortable talking to about it, will become irritated eventually, like, dang, fool, just say something already. And that's where I'm at. I'm at the point where my friends are saying, dang, fool, just say something already. Yeah. Anyhow, all right. So you guys wish me luck and cross your fingers as I go forth and take my own advice. Yeah.
D'Angelo, ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot.
Hey, you guys. Okay, so I talked about mentioning Obama wins by a landslide. Okay, so, right. there was an online election, and Obama won, if I'm mistaken, by like 67%. Like I said, the question is, who was voting? This might shock you, okay? Now, according to New York AP, by a landslide, President Barack Obama wins amongst the people. Which people? The young people. Captured 65%, not 67, but 65% of the vote beat Republican Mitt Romney in Network's Kids Pick the President vote. More than 520,000 people cast online ballots through the Children's Network website. And so what happens is the children who were underage took a chance and voted who they thought they liked, either Barack Obama or Mitt Romney. And apparently 65% went for Obama. Since back in 88, the kids have, you know, been voting for this. And I think in most of the cases, they've actually chosen the president over the adults' vote. So I guess if Obama really wants to take this win, in the next couple of weeks, he should figure out how to get the kids' votes approved. Well, good luck there. I guess Obama ended up writing to the kids. What did he say? Obama answers questions. I guess I didn't write that down because it wasn't that important. Anyhow, so the whole thought of the matter is Obama wins by landslide according to the children's votes. Okay? There you have it. There you have it. So we'll see what happens in a couple more weeks. Now, I mentioned costuming. Yes, we have costuming. What is trending right now, you know? Who is everyone trying to wear? Well, funny enough, with the campaign being the hip, you know, the hip thing going on right around Halloween and all, yes, Obama and Mitt Romney masks are very popular. Now, before the debate where they felt that Barack lost the debate, they were saying that a Barack mask was doing the best. But recently, things have changed. Romney started to pick up in the buying market. What they say here, I think Mitt Romney has about 30%. Barack Obama was outselling. Okay, Barack was outselling Romney by 30%. But since that whole thing is swish-swash or whatever, it's now about a 2-to-1 favor in Mitt Romney for these Obama and Mitt Romney masks. And not just the not just the two of them in the campaign are pushing out masks, but guess who else is now in the heights of trending costumes because of this whole presidential campaign? Did you guess it? Okay, I'll just tell you. Big Bird. Yes, you guys, the Big Bird costume has also become more trending. Also, you can't go without the Halloween without Honey Boo Boo. It's funny what America loves, but those are the things also pushing through. But now, to get out the presidential campaign, who else? You guys, I know you guys are figuring this one. This is probably your first guess. The first and main trend of costumes for America right now is going to be none other than the Avengers. Did you guess it? You had to. I mean, think about it. The Avengers was an amazing film, and since all the characters are back in our youth, I mean, what 20-something, early 30-something, hell, 40-something cat don't want to be the Hulk, I can honestly tell you guys, I have fallen in love with Iron Man. The old Iron Man, I don't know, but this Robert Downey Jr. one, boom, I gotta have it. Matter of fact, you guys, the trailer, by the way, for Iron Man 3 has come out. You can go to EOTMblog.com and check it out. They did post the new trailer there. And I was actually in the quiet space, so I couldn't play it out loud, but I did see it. I didn't hear it, but I saw it. It looks good. Yep, good is what it looks. Good? It looks good. So anyhow, the Avengers costumes, you guys are definitely killing the game. So I can't wait to get – well, I don't know if I'm going out this year, actually. We'll talk more about that later. But I'm interested to see the costumes. I love costuming. If you guys have followed my Facebook page for a while, you'll see that I'll be posting. But, yeah, I'll be posting. I'll be in love with it. Also, really quickly, I talked about places to go. Okay, I won't do the places right now. But, you guys, we're going to discuss a little bit later where to parlay if you are a rock star like we all are. And we are going to party for Halloween. And the question is, where are the spots to party this year? I have a couple that I'm going to mention. So if you have some more interesting ones, be sure just to let me know because I think they're super fly. Okay. Lastly, let me see here. Let's talk about we have to talk about the Chris and Rihanna story. I mean, I have really made it like a choice to kind of not talk about the Chris and Rihanna story on purpose because it's, like, so overdone sometimes, and we just keep hearing about the same people. Like, there's nothing else going on in the news. But recently there were just some new details that have come forward that I'm just like, oh, I have to discuss this. Not to mention, I don't know about you guys, but Chris Brown's music is killing me right now. Like, I'm in love. Like, I actually was addicted all this weekend to his song Don't Judge Me. If you guys haven't heard it, definitely check it out. I should have played it today, but we can't because we're going to be hanging out with Liberty Movement, and we're playing their music today. So, anywho, yeah. What you call it? Okay, so we'll talk more about it. So anyhow, let's talk about Chris and Rihanna. Let's talk about it. Matter of fact, before we do that, you know, before we even talk with Chris and Rihanna, I know I said it, but whatever. Don't look at me like that. Okay, whatever. Veronica. Y'all should see her. She's foolish because she wanted to hear about it. But anyhow, I'm moving on. So, no, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to him. But I want to hang out with Lily Movement. What can I say? I got my peoples here. The kick is about to chip with me. Chris and Rihanna didn't come through today. Liberty Movement did. So we're going to take a musical break to chill out with these super fly artists who are really, really paving the way and setting their own tune. They're doing their own thing, setting their own trends. All right, you guys. So we're going to go ahead and take a listen to this track by Liberty Movement entitled I Want It Now, and we'll be right back to chill out with Liberty Movement. Yeah, yeah. Boom.
I want it now. Can't wait forever. Gave up everything I had with my partner in my bag. Was on a winner, allergic to love. Left so much I love behind me, but I had to do. I want it.
going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kicker Spot. And we just finished checking out the tune by the group Liberty Movement entitled I Want It Now. So I'm going to go ahead and bring the group to the show so we can definitely chill, hang out, and have a blast with Tokyo Pear and Radical. What's going on, Liberty Movement? How y'all doing this evening?
What's up?
How are y'all? I'm turned up. I don't know when I got turned up, but somewhere in the mix of this show, I sure got some energy.
It's cause our Rebel Energy vibe is rubbing off on you.
Oh, I'm feeling it then. Well, can y'all please put it in the bottle? I want some Liberty Movement. Is that a drink now? Y'all got a drink?
It will be.
So what's up? We got Tokyo Pear and Radical on the Kickin' Spot, you guys, and. So, Tokyo, are you feeling better? Last time I heard you were kind of under the weather. Are you back on it?
I'm back at it. That Rebel Energy got me, so I couldn't be down too long.
That is what's up. How you doing tonight, Radical?
Man, I'm doing excellent, man. Just, you know, I just had a swig of my Rebel Energy juice.
Now
I'm up to par and, you know, just kicking it.
That is live and what's up. Okay, so I just finished talking about the presidential campaign and things of that nature. Are you guys following that stuff at all?
A little bit, you know, a little bit. We're very, you know, we got a lot of things going on, so we're definitely very busy. But, yeah, we're following that. You know, we're voting for Obama all day.
Okay. And I was thinking, I was watching his music video, and I was like, they're having, what's your music video was it I was watching? It was, Don't Judge Me. And
oh, yeah.
And that's kind of funny enough, I watched Don't Judge Me and thought about the campaign. Weird, I don't know. But y'all were having so much fun in the video. I was like, they can't be worried about no campaigns right now.
Exactly.
How was doing that video shoot? Did you guys shoot that video all at once, or was that just a compilation of footage?
You go ahead, Bria.
It's a little bit of both. Some of the shots we had to do within a couple of days, but a lot of them, it is kind of a compilation. We had to take stuff, like, from older shows, and we wanted to give people shout-outs who had, like, supported us, or who are supporting us to this day, so it's both.
Awesome. It was a lot of fun. I mean, when you're watching it, you know, you always question, as a viewer, why am I still watching this, or you're still watching and you're wondering, why am I still watching this? You guys are having so much fun. I was just like, oh, my gosh, I want to go. Is this what being on tour is like? Like, I mean,
oh, yeah,
I think
definitely.
I can sing. I mean, I can sing, so I can do background.
Oh, man.
Awesome. So now let's talk about Liberty Movement. I know you guys were originally individual artists who came together to make this movement. How did that happen?
Well, basically, Radical and I have known each other since high school. So we kind of got together one day, heard I was trying to pursue a singing career, and he had already been venturing out solo-wise. He had got a lot further than I had, but he brought me in. We did a session together, and we looked at each other, and we were like, man, this could be huge. Like, we're on to something now. I mean, solo is cool, but group? Come on.
I mean, it was just a perfect timing. You know, timing is everything. Everything,
right.
You know, grinding and timing. That's, you know, like two trains, say, grinding and timing. So
I think it's definitely working. So now, who took whose style? Because y'all, I don't know whose style you could do it yourself, but y'all are always looking flying hardcore on the rock star
tip. Thank you. I will honestly say that Radical was always a rock star when I got to him. But I guess we were both rock stars. I like that he's more the leader of the group. So, fashion-wise and everything, it was kind of, we got it a little bit from him, but we both kind of came together and enhanced it.
Right.
I'm from the East Coast. I'm originally from Connecticut, so, you know, styling is definitely everything, you know, to us on the East Coast. And,
right.
You know, I just always like to judge them. You know, I'm freaking radical. I mean, I got to stand up. If I'm not standing now, I'm not happy, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's why. Well, you're doing it. You're doing it. You're definitely doing it. Okay, so now, and for the audience listening, Liberty Movement actually had auditioned for X Factor. They did pretty well in Chicago, which got them a trip here to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did come to Los Angeles. We kind of left the show there and decided to go into other ventures. What have y'all been doing since LA, since X Factor?
Well, since X Factor, we went back to Ohio. Actually, we went to X Factor with three. It was three of us. We had another guy, another member by the name of Kladot, and you know we went back home. You know, it was still grinding. You know, we got to come up with a project. It has to be innovative. We have to do something, you know, different than what we're already doing to stand out more. And,
okay.
Unfortunately, he didn't really last with us, but, you know, he's still supportive of us and everything we're doing. And Perry and I, we put out EP, 100,000 people downloaded. We've been doing constant shows. And then...
Yeah, we moved to L.A.
Yep, made that move to L.A.
Yeah, and, we decided right. Ohio was not it to get out of there. So we definitely sacrificed a lot. You know, I left school. Radical just let go of his solo 100%, and we just decided that being a duo and a team was what we were going to pursue. So came out here, and we've been doing lots of shows in Hollywood. We just got booked to open up for Chris Brown, who you were talking about, in Jamaica in December.
No, wait. No, you can't move past that. You can't just skip on past Jamaica and Chris Brown. That is super fly. What's up, Chris?
I know, right? We are too excited.
Yeah. Awesomeness. Okay, so how'd that come about? Y'all just bumped into him at the mall?
No, actually, that just came about, you know, just people seeing us, you know, seeing our live shows. You know, by the way, we also met Will.i.am, through one of our shows, you know, and
private party y'all. I know he's loving y'all.
It's all a grind. It's not easy, but as long as you don't give up and keep putting yourself out there, you'll eventually run into some of the right people. It's just up to you to keep going with it.
That's
we got a lot of things up our sleeves.
Up our animated rebel sleeves.
Yeah. So now, okay, again, so watching the videos and I was checking y'all out, you know, going through the footage and stuff, it seems like you guys, like audiences just love you. I mean, y'all get on stage, you start doing you. What is it about Liberty Movement that just takes the audience away? Have y'all figured it out?
Yes, I think the thing is just
the fact that we're being us.
It's the energy. I mean, a lot of acts get on stage or a lot of artists get on stage, but they don't really know how to entertain. But we maintain this level of energy. That's why we call it rebel energy, because it goes against all odds of energy, I guess.
Yeah, from
it's the
from
energy.
Me, from me jumping on stuff to pair,
right.
You know, Pairs a trained dancer, so you know she adds that into our, you know, adds that to our show as well, and it's just, you know, it's just crazy.
It's
crazy.
It's a good fun time.
That's what's up. Well, Pair, I too am a choreographer dancer cast. So next time we get a chance, we have to kill it on the floor. Just kill it on the floor. And lose
control. My God, that would be amazing. And lose control, yes.
Yes. That is definitely what's up. I'm so there. Now, now you mentioned that you have the show coming up with Chris Brown. Also, to understand, y'all also are due to be on stage with open up for Justin Bieber, correct?
Yep.
So now, when
yep.
is that show? When is that show taking? That's next year sometime, though.
Yeah, that's in June, right, Radical? Late June?
Yeah. Justin Bieber is in June for the Soldiers. You know, I guess every year he performs for the Soldiers.
Oh, okay.
We're
going to
be
okay.
Doing that with him. So
that's gonna be a tremendous performance.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be epic right there, absolutely.
Right. Right,
and when they
so
get
now,
out there, you know, when they get out on the field and fight for our country, you know, they're gonna have rebel energy and juice, so they might fight a little better.
Yeah, they're gonna fight a lot better.
Get out on the floor. That's all in my head. I can't wait to play that one. Apparently, I'm already on it.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the music. Where does it start? Are we in our living room? Are we in the studio? Are we writing? Is it tracks? How do we come to this unique signature sound that is Liberty Movement?
When it comes to our music, Pair and I like to think big. Like if you can't imagine yourself in an arena filled with thousands of fans, and it feels you know and it like feels good and melodic, like it's not the song for us. You know what I mean? Like that's all
right.
We like to write. You know, so we like to write singles. We want to have the first. Well, besides Michael Jackson, we want to have another album that has nothing but singles on it, you know what I mean? And like we wrote Lose Control in the car. Like it's no different place where we write our hits. it just comes.
Yeah, in the car we wrote I Want It Now in a living room. when you're inspired, man, you just gotta grab the pen and write it then and there, because that's when it's gonna be the best.
Pair and I are definitely destined to do this. You know what I mean? It's not just something we just decided to do. It's actually a calling. So
it is.
We have a lot of lives that we need to, you know, reach. So.
Yes. God definitely knew what he was doing when he put us together. Absolutely.
He does have a knack for that, don't he?
He made a radical pair.
I want a T-shirt that says radical pair, and he spells it R-A-D-I-K-A-L-L. Get that K-A. You got that? Okay, she wrote that down. I'm getting a shirt made, radical pair. I'm getting that made. I want a shirt. That is awesome. That is definitely awesome. Well, you guys, we are having such a blast having you guys here at the Kicker Spot chilling. You guys, we are here with Liberty Movement chilling here at the Kicker Spot, and it is going down. So now, on a more personal note, you guys are here in Los Angeles. What do you guys think of the fair city?
It has its advantages, you know. It has its advantages, and it has its ups. I mean, it has its downs, but, you know, we're sticking through it. We work a lot. We don't really get to party, so we haven't seen it on that side of partying yet.
What?
No.
Okay.
It's been a lot of work. I mean, I'm not gonna say
right.
that.
No,
played
yeah,
a little
okay.
bit, but it's been a lot of work. But you know,
see,
we've done a lot
me,
since we've been here. So.
Lucky for me, with hosting and being media, it's part of my job to go to these events. I mean, I don't be wanting to go to the parties and stuff because that's just not.
Well,
I'm lying.
There's only one thing you can do and invite us.
Well, done deal. Now we're going to parties and we dancing on the floor. Lose control. Okay, got it.
Yes, sir.
Got it. And for the listening audience, you guys don't know, Lose Control is their new single that's out. And since I've been researching them, every time you go to their webpage, which you can definitely find at libertymovementmusic.com, and that's Liberty with an I, LIBERTI, movementmusic.com. Y'all can hear the song on every page because it plays. Get on the floor. Okay, so... Let's talk about this photo shoot for a second. I know I was talking about something else, but who cares? Y'all's photo shoot was fly. When y'all was sitting up in or whatever it was in the corner against the wall in the rafter, I don't know, but that was a fly.
Oh, yeah, the
shot.
Black and white.
Oh, yeah, we were actually sitting on top of a kitchen cabinet.
You're merely on a cabinet?
Yep,
yeah, it was a kitchen cabinet.
But that's what
we
do.
It looks like y'all are somewhere on the top of the third floor.
You gotta do what you gotta do to get the shot.
Get the shot. That is definitely a fly pick, you guys, right there. Well, I want to go ahead and get into this next track because I am in love. I truly, as y'all can see, I'm trying to lose control and get on the floor. What is the next word? What is the next lyrics? Get on the floor. Let's get dirty. See, it took me a minute. I'm coming. And that's when the audience says, let's get dirty. Yeah, I paid the
bill.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, y'all didn't know. I was in there bumping it.
There's a dance to it, too. We'll be posting it up pretty soon so everyone can do the dance with it.
Oh,
really
fly. Well, be sure to tag because I got to learn anew. I was working on Gundam Style recently. Do y'all go Gundam Style?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm working on getting Gundam Style too, but now I got to get Liberty Movement with the new fly steps. Okay, I'm in. Hold up, I'm in the studio trying to get it. Wait, oh shoot, oh wait, get, oh, got it.
I think you got it right.
Good looking, y'all. I like radical already. They fly. Okay, well, definitely, guys, thank you so much for coming and chilling here at the Kicker Spot. It's definitely gone down with Liberty Movement. You guys, be sure to check out this. What kind of music do I call it? Is electronic music?
Electro pop.
Electro pop. Write that down. I need a T-shirt made with electro pop. Make that with two P's because I want it to be a little different. Okay. So don't put the P upside down. That's a B. That's a B. Stop it. I'm sorry. It's, you know, it's hard finding good health sometimes. But anyway.
I understand.
We understand.
Well, good looking out, you guys. Well, thank you so much for coming out. Y'all want to go ahead and introduce the new single?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Take it away.
Up next, you have our single, Lose Control.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
Yeah. Woo. You want to get dirty.
You want to get dirty.
Let's get dirty.
Let's get dirty.
Stopping, keep going till you stop.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. Angelo.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Yo, what it do? Boy, T'Angelo. Okay, you guys, if you're just tuning in, you have to replay this show once it ends because we just finished talking with Liberty Movement with Radical and Tokyo Pair of Liberty Movement, and they are awesome and super fly. They just finished playing their single. That was Lose Control. And you definitely can check them out at libertymovementmusic.com. Now, I was talking earlier about this whole Chris Brown and Rihanna dig. So what made me so inspired to do this story was the fact that Chris Brown broke up with his girl for Rihanna. What's that about? Like, was that really real? Like, was that really how it went down? Did he break up with her to be with Rihanna? Well, you know, how did it go? Well, apparently, on October 4th, Brown confirmed that he had split up from Tran, which is his former girlfriend, saying in a statement, he said, "I love Tran very much, but I don't want her hurt over my friendship with Rihanna." Brown and Rihanna have been seen around town really canoodling together. They were actually at a Jay-Z concert in Brooklyn, and they started hitting some nightclubs together. So, you know, the pictures are definitely all over the place. There's a video of Rihanna and Chris, like, smoking cigarettes together, hanging out in a club. And it looked like just normal friends. I mean, I guess what do we expect them to be doing? I don't really know. But, you know, people do feel some kind of way that they have decided to befriend each other. But, okay, so why did I do the story? I did it because I couldn't believe that he broke with that girl. And, you know, the girl is not exactly trying to let him go. I mean, she ain't no idiot. She's probably used to the media that she's getting. And, I mean, Chris Brown seems to be a cool cat, so she's in love with that as well. I know she wants to reconcile with Brown, but, you know, she, you know, Tran, the new ex, she's never stopped loving him. And, she, like I said, she got used to the lifestyle, the celebrity stuff. And so reports say that she's hoping that Rihanna, I guess, and her can become friends and they can just get back together, you know, and chill out. Who knows? But I'm just thinking this. Well, actually, before I say what I'm thinking. So I was reading some posts and seeing what people are saying. And it's kind of course, I mean, people got a lot of backlash things to say about, oh, yeah, you do it for you girls are stupid. Y'all just want to get beat up by Chris. And, you know, he's just a little boy. One girl even said, girl, how are you going to compete with Rihanna? Take the hush money and move on. I thought that was funny. One person posts, what some people seem to forget is the argument that led to Rihanna's beating allegedly started due to him receiving text messages from another woman. Both women should run, okay? And one person went on to say, seems to me they're minding their own business. It's the looker on that seems to have a problem with whatever either of them are doing. If she wants to be with him, that's her business, vice versa. People like to, people act like they themselves have the greatest relationship knowledge and know what's good for everyone else. I'm sure lots of people commenting on this three-way love affair have went back with folks that would make Chris and Riri look like a newlywed game. And then one person said, if Brown had an ounce of brain, he'd stick with the tired and true girlfriend. Forget about Rihanna. So I just read them for the first time. But the other one, when it talks about people minding their own business, again, they're media celebrity people, so I'm not worried about you minding your own business so much. But I do agree with the fact that people do act like, you know, they don't ever stay in bad relationships and so forth and so forth. I mean, it's love. It's matters of the heart, you guys. I can't even count how many people I've talked to who have been in some type of abusive, either verbally or physical abuse relationship that they stayed in longer than they should have. I mean, we're all guilty of it. My sister, my brother, my best friend, all of us are guilty of it. I'm sure so are you in some cases. You get inside this glass house and stones start getting thrown, stuff starts getting broken around, but you're used to living there. So you start pacing and putting it back together. And then as far as Rihanna and Chris are concerned, after the whole thing fell apart, inside of Rihanna's interview with Oprah, you kind of saw that they never had a chance to deal with that themselves. I mean, they didn't get a chance to say how she felt about it to him and him her. They had to split and hit it and run, and they have since gotten past it. I mean, is it going to happen again? I like to hope not, but you stay young. I mean, we're 20-something years old. They're going to hate each other forever. Push on and move over it. Like, just boo. Go. So the question is, are Rihanna and Chris Brown going to get back together? Honestly, I kind of like to say no, but the way things are going, him breaking up and putting on the fact that he don't want her to get hurt over his friendship, she couldn't get hurt over your friendship with Rihanna. If that's all it was a friendship. But it seemed like those two like to get in bed together and bump pelvises, if you will, and enjoy bumping pelvises together. So I don't know if they're going to get back together on a relationship tip, but there could be another spicy video. Or a first spicy video. I don't know. But I'm sure probably some more music to come. So that's all I had to say about that. Chris Brown and Rihanna, do what you do. Keep it in the closet? I don't know. I don't know what to say. But that's what the people are having to say in the polls right now. And lastly, I wanted to mention is rock star power. Yes. Parlaying. Okay, so just real quick, I wanted to bring up some super cool things to do for Halloween. Yes, I'm back on Halloween, you guys. And what is out there to do? Party rock. You know what I'm saying? Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. So on Halloween, where are we going to have a good time? What are the rock stars doing? So I'm from Los Angeles, so I have, you know, a few ideas there, which I'm going to get into right now. But then I also swung by Atlanta because I have some Atlanta listeners, and I have a couple of spots for y'all to check out. Unfortunately, I don't know if it's the spot to check out because my research, you know, online, you know, people make stuff sound good and fluffy, but I'm going to say a couple of things. One of them that seemed to be really hot that I saw a lot of talk going about was the Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse. Yes, the Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse seems to be a super cool event they got zombies in Evil Dead-style horror movie. And I guess they have clues and you kind of go through this whole mazy thing, whatever. You're literally like running for your life, I heard. It's really exciting and really scary as hell. So that could be one you could check out. Also, they have the Chambers of Horror I like how I did that right there. I'll do it again. The Chambers of Horror. Well, this was one of the first haunted attractions. No, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't. This is one of the haunted attractions that they have out there, which I heard it's like X. It's rated X Haunt out. It's good fun. It's a lot of good, you know, scary moments there. So you can definitely check it out. I saw a lot about Camp Blood. Camp Blood is another one. I guess it's like from the Friday the 13th films. It's creepy with the woods and blood. So if you love those type of things, this will be a great event for you. You guys, this is all in Atlanta, okay? And they have Nightmare Gate Haunted House. So it's a lot of fun things out there. You can just actually go online and Google. It's a simple Google search. But those are the ones that I pulled that I thought were interesting. And, again, the Chambers of Horror and the Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse seem to be the most intriguing to me. But as I fly back over to the West Coast and get here back to home, the number one thing that people typically know about here in Los Angeles when it comes to Halloween and Fright Fest and stuff is Santa Monica, West Hollywood, Santa Monica Boulevard, between La Cienega and Robertson. That takes place October 31st, okay? It's a big to-do. It's like it breaks all kinds of records and blah, blah, blah. And I've been there, you know, a handful of times, and I think it's amazing because you have all these costumes, all these people. It's awesome. If you go earlier in the daytime, it's family-friendly. We know that the freaks come out at night. So if you go earlier in the day, like right when people are kind of getting off work-esque, maybe about 4 or 5, you can take the kids down there, costumes galore. The stores are very involved. They can trick-or-treat and have a good time. They're right around 6 or 7, you want to pull the kids out because clothing becomes scarce and the scary becomes over the top. I know Kiss FM has a stage. There's about 3 different stages down there. It's a lot of fun. So if you're in the Los Angeles area looking for some fun to do, you could go over to West Hollywood where they have the Halloween Costume Carnival. Okay? Now, what else do we have? One that I haven't done yet, but my best friend, like, always talks about, would be the Queen Mary's Dark Harbor. This famed ship receives a remarkable makeover for this event, complete with 160 monsters and a 20-foot-tall flames. So I guess it's fire involved. This annual event features mazes, live music, food, drinks, and a few hair-rising surprises await you at the Queen Mary. This is down in Long Beach, not quite L.A., but not too far away either, which is also a good little event. Now, really quickly, if you happen to go to the West Hollywood event, it's free, unless you want to drink and get inside of a venue. If you do the Queen Mary, it's anywhere from $25 to $60, depending if you do VIP or standard tickets, okay, you guys? So that's really good. Now, another event that I'm super excited to talk about really quickly that I think I might even deal with myself, this would be something really new for me, is Long Beach has, what is it called? Oh, the Zombie Walk. Yeah, they have a zombie walk where apparently they're basing this whole thing off of zombies. You know, we have they have zombie activities and things of that nature. What's the interesting part to me? This international zombie site, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so on Saturday in Long Beach, thousands of zombies will be gathering in epic proportions to try to raise awareness to the zombie cause, okay? And this takes place down on the gates of Broadway and Pine. I guess it's about 2 p.m. they start the zombie walk at a five-street-long block party. Five-streets-long block party filled with music, art, and makeup artists. This is my favorite part, you guys, right here. Listen to this. Makeup artists who will transform you into a zombie. Then the zombies will walk through the city. And there's the best part. The best part is Long Beach is trying to break the record for the most zombies in one place. Seriously, you guys. Seriously. At 7 p.m., they're going to be doing a Halloween Michael Jackson block party, and they're going to try to get the world record for the most people dancing to Thriller. Boom. I said it right there. That's why I'm trying to go, because we're going to all be zombies and be dancing in 5 blocks worth of Thriller dancing in one place. You guys, I know people have been continuously trying to break this record, and I just think it's awesome. So this is actually on Saturday, October 29th. So if this is something you guys are interested in, again, another great event. I'm in love. I'm definitely in love. And, again, there's a slew of other things going on, you guys, in Los Angeles. There was, Haunted Hayride. That was at Griffin Park, the old zoo. It features a scene of horror Disturbia. That one looked really scary, you guys, when I was reading about it, because apparently these girls were having nightmares when they were young kids. They wrote diaries about it, and the diaries were found in their entirety. And so it's based off of that whole scary theme. Ooh. So a lot of great stuff going on. And there's more and more and more. But in true Rockstar fashion, I had to pick one. So I haven't picked one yet, but I like that whole, you know, going down to Long Beach thing. I've never been down there for Halloween, but we will definitely have to see. So, yeah. Okay, so that's all I had to say about that. What you call it? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that was it. All righty. So, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. I'm sorry. I'm reading about these parties. I want to go to the party. Y'all want to go to the party? Who want to go to the party? We're going to go to the party.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Spot. Ticket Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
As we finish the show and Halloween approaches, we all wonder who will be dead with the roaches. Snarf. You are chilling here at the Kicker Spot, and I'm definitely turned up, and now I'm in the Halloween spirit, We're going to find me one of these Avengers costumes and have my way with it. Ooh, I should go play inside of a costume shop. We'll do that. Anyhow, all right, you guys, well, this has been a great show. We're going to go ahead and pull it to a close and get out of here. If you get a chance, definitely check out TiangeloLive.com for your book buying pleasures. Don't forget that the next best thing to reading is talking about it. Also, I also would just love to, I love and I definitely appreciate all of your support. Swing by the Tiangelo Live Facebook page. Just click the like button. All righty, you guys. What do you have? Also, if you need a host for one of your events, don't forget your boy Tiangelo is available for you. Just go to just send an email to Tiangelo@TiangeloLive.com. Tiangelo@TiangeloLive.com and post your event, and the details will definitely get back to you because I am a partier and I would love to be down with you guys. We have to take this time to thank Liberty Movement, Tokyo. Pear and Radical came through and hung out at the Kicker Spot. It was awesomeness. So definitely thank you guys. Be sure to check their music out, All Things Liberty Movement. All right, you guys, well, that's just about it. All I have to say about that. So until next time, you guys, have a good night. And don't forget to say what you mean and be what you say. Until next time, bleep, 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 live life to the fullest. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
It's your boy, welcome to the Kicker Spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I know who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah. It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, so better way. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
How was your day?
I woke up this morning, I had a shower, and some breakfast. I then went to start my car, but my battery was dead. My battery was dead. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. So I decided to walk instead. I went to catch a bus, but the bus is gone. I went to catch a bus, but the bus is gone. So I decided to walk instead. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. So I decided to walk instead. I called a taxi, but the taxi didn't stop. I called a taxi, but the taxi didn't stop. So I decided to walk instead. I went to stop my car, but my battery was dead. battery was dead. My battery was dead. My battery was dead. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. So I decided to walk instead. I decided to walk instead. I went to catch a train, but the train has gone. The train has gone. The train has gone. I went to catch a train, but the train has gone. So I decided to walk instead. I decided to walk instead. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. My battery was dead. My battery was dead. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. So I decided to walk instead. I decided to walk instead. It started to rain, so I hit the lift home. It started to rain, so I hit the lift home. It started to rain, so I hit the lift home. The driver was cool, so I decided to walk instead. I decided to walk instead. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. So I decided to walk instead. I decided to walk instead. I was soaking wet and feeling mad. I was soaking wet and feeling mad. I was soaking wet and feeling mad. So I just walked home and got in bed. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. I went to start my car, but my battery was dead. So I decided to walk instead. I decided to walk instead. I just gave up and went back to bed because my battery's dead.
So the car won't start then?
Oh, just leave it. I need a new car anyway.
Maybe it's the oil.
Probably. I've not checked it in 10 years.
Anyway, you shouldn't hitchhike. It's dangerous.
Oh, I know. I won't do it again. Thanks for caring. Do you want a cup of tea? I've got some biscuits, your favourite.
Yeah, all right then.
Maria Jordan has published her children's book titled Kylie's Blossoms. Young Kylie and her teddy bear wander the woods behind their home in search of joy to bring home to their mom. Each episode of this colorful book will lift your spirits. Each page was designed with special attention to the details of the message. This children's adventure embraces joy and serenity as Kylie finds lessons to be learned in the safety of her familiar surroundings. Kylie's Blossoms is a bouquet of warmth to be treasured. Find Kylie's Blossoms on Amazon.com.
Entertainment, comedy, whatever you need. Also, exclusive interviews from the Oscars, NAACP, awards, and more. Stay tuned to EOTMradio.com.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.